Night Shift, written by 429 Car Crash and read by Kaber. This is a Marvel-DC crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Pamela Isley / Harleen Quinzel and Pamela / Harleen / Natasha Romanoff. It wasn't the worst undercover position Natasha had ever had. Far from it. It didn't put her in unnecessary danger. It wasn't an egregious waste of her skills, and she couldn't even call it boring, not really. Repetitive, maybe. There wasn't much to do on the quiet overnight shift in a rundown diner in Gotham, even when she was working alone from the hours of 2 to 5 a.m. The tasks of her job were the same every night, sorting and organizing whatever inventory had come in and not got put away by the evening shift, making sure the coffee stayed hot and the grill was prepped in case any customers came in and wanted something off the limited late-night menu. It wasn't even a problem that Natasha wasn't much of a cook. She could keep pancakes and bacon from burning on the griddle and throw tater tots or hash browns in the fryer as necessary. Her primary goal was to wait and watch, and she'd always been excellent at that. At this stage, she was collecting intel, keeping an eye out for particular people or pairs of people that might roll through. Hell, she wasn't even supposed to subtly poison any of the marks that came through the diner. She might anyway, just the one in particular, but it would depend on the circumstances of the encounter. The people who did come through on her shifts were, to put it mildly, interesting, even the ones who weren't her marks. There was something about the space she was occupying, the location, the time, even just the city itself, that lent itself to oddities. Like the two women currently ensconced in a booth in the corner. Technically, Natasha knew who they were. S.H.I.E.L.D. had dossiers on many of the rogues and vigilantes in Gotham, after all, so it had been easy enough to recognize Dr. Pamela Isley, a.k.a. Poison Ivy, and Dr. Harleen Quinzel, better known as Harley Quinn, when they walked through the doors of Natasha's diner. Natasha hadn't even batted an eye, just called out a friendly greeting and motioned them to take any table they liked. They'd been polite, at least, ordering without fuss and not making any outlandish requests, which wasn't something Natasha could say about the majority of customers she'd had over the past few weeks, and seemed content to sit and chat quietly while eating their greasy diner food. Natasha, of course, was eavesdropping on their conversation. The decorations on the walls of the diner had been strategically placed so that she could hear everything from her place behind the grill, no matter which table the patrons were sitting at. It didn't make a difference during the daylight hours, when most of the tables were full and the place was loud with chatter. But overnight, with only one or two tables occupied at a time? Yeah, Natasha could hear it all. And she both loved and hated what she was hearing now. She was going to have to write a report about this afterwards, she knew, and she loathed the paperwork that came along with S.H.I.E.L.D., especially considering how egregiously she was about to break with her mission specs. Natasha picked up a fresh pot of coffee as an excuse to mosey over to the woman and immediately had their full attention. "Hey, hon, why don't you pull a chair up and join us?" Harley called out. "You're making me tired just watching ya." "Yeah," Ivy said, a sly smile on her face. "Let's chat." Natasha blinked once, shrugging internally. She'd been planning to talk to them anyway. What did it matter that they'd called out to her instead? And pulled another chair up to the table, straddling it backwards the way Clint always did. "What'd y'all want to talk about?" she asked casually, like she hadn't just been listening to these two women plotting how to murder the exact same man that Natasha would like to take out. S.H.I.E.L.D. orders and rule of law be damned. "Well," Ivy started, "Harley's got a bit of a, X problem that we need to take care of, and I was just thinking, might be easier to deal with if we had a little spider on our side," Harley offered with a sharp glint in her eyes. Natasha felt her lips curve up in a smirk. "Sounds good to me," she agreed. "How can I help?" The end.